Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Voices of Women is a top radio show that gives voice to the personal stories of women. It will inspire women and enlighten men to follow their dreams and create positive changes in their lives. Whether the audience listens to best-selling authors or a layperson like themselves, they'll realize there are others with similar experiences and feelings to their own. This show will give women tools they can use every day, which will empower them to step out of their boxes and create the changes they desire in their life. Chris inspires women to find their voices, speak up, and become leaders of their own life. Everyone has their gifts to share with the world, and it's time for women to work together to bring honor and respect to the feminine voice, which is within all people, men and women. Topics include personal growth, spirituality, creativity, leadership, and divine feminine. Now here's your host, Chris Stainis.
Well, welcome to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis. And wow, today is a good hot summer day in Seattle. We're kind of reaching our peak in the 90s, and then the weekend's going to cool down. But before you know it, summer will be over. I hope you are all enjoying your vacations. And what's going on for me is I'm in a cleanup mode, cleaning up all the stuff in my house, making way for new things, which is creating my new website for Chrysalis Leadership. It's going to go live pretty soon. Then a week or two, I'll talk more about that when you can actually see it. But it's very exciting to be bringing my work to other people. I've done it in Woman of Wisdom, and now it's going to expand to others. So it's very exciting. Now today, we're going to talk about the sound of your own voice. And my guest is Susan Lockman. She's the founder of Sound Learning and also the host and producer of Woman on Air, where she shares stories of her personal journey in recognizing and supporting and using authentic voice. She is a versatile artist and educator. She moved from New York City to the Southern Appalachian Mountains at the age of 8, and that changed her worldview from city blocks to forest pathways and encouraged a communion with nature that continues to feed her spirit and inform her faith today. She's been a public school educator for many years and founded Sound Learning, which delivers continuing education and staff development via its Smart Shop format, an energetic, hands-on, participatory style program designed to build collaboration skills as well as creative problem solving. With her strong love for music, Susan performs as a vocalist of varied styles, including blues, folk, popular songs, and classical songs. She's also involved with drum circles, one of her passions. In 1992, Susan took over as the host and producer of Woman on Air, a weekly radio broadcast on NPR member station WETS, and on college community radio, WEHC. The show's format features women's voices, mostly music, plus interviews with many prominent voices in arts and education. You can go to her website and read more about her at www.susanlockman, and that's LACHMANN.org. And you can look for the Woman on Air schedules and who she's interviewing on her Facebook page, which is facebook.com/womanonair. So welcome, Susan, to Voices of Woman.
Well, I am thrilled to talk with you, and thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, yeah, it's great. I mean, we're both in the same one of our fields. We're both multitasking many fields, and we're both radio show hosts, so we have a lot in common. And about empowering women's voices, too. I think that sounds like you are very involved in that. But I want to start with your story, because that's what my show is really about, women's stories. And I'm curious, because of growing up and living in the Appalachian Mountains, how did that impact you as a singer and who you are today?
So I can tell you, Chris, it really, I guess, in terms of starting at the beginning of that story, I was a child in the Northeast, and then to move to the Southeast was a very, very significant shift. I'm not really in the vein of polite Southern female. you know, I'm active and I'm loud and I just have I have a different set of roots. So, you know, I got a lot of I wrote a lot of sentences while I was in school. The one that say I must not talk. Did you ever have to do that?
No, because I was a quiet one.
Well, I wrote lots and lots of sentences. So it really, I guess you would have to say it set up a little bit of a conflict right from the get-go. So on one hand, you know, being in a household that really encouraged literature and a lot of print materials, a lot of expression, a lot of discussion, it set up a certain amount of conflicts because it's a little more often in the South that you're supposed to sit down and be quiet and that sort of thing. So I would say, though, despite the sort of social and cultural influences, I still have a spirit that is loud and active. So, you know, I feel like sometimes I'm like the grass in the sidewalk. You know, I always find a place that where I'll grow. So I think that's a way I might describe my experience.
That's a good metaphor. I just saw that weed coming in through the cracks of the sidewalk, and you know,
there you are.
It's like sometimes you walk down the street and you don't see it, and then all of a sudden one day you see it, and like, wow, look at this weed.
Well, and the other thing is, like, from my end and my perspective, it's like, no matter how much asphalt you put down, I'm going to find a place.
Yeah.
I'm going to find a place because, not because I make myself find a place, but, you know, I feel like my spirit just does that.
Well, and it's an important lesson for everybody. I mean, we all need to find our place, you know, and it's interesting, you know, like plant your seed, even if it's a little crack in the sidewalk, it's going to come out, it's going to sprout, it's going to grow.
Also, be on the lookout because where you plant it might not be directly where it springs up. I will say, though, as a vocalist, and you had asked me also about, you know, as a singer, as a vocalist, I was really blessed with coming into a musical family. And my father was a bandsman, had a dance band, played in the army band. My mother was a singer, and a brother of hers, a professional singer, the Four Aces, were very popular in the late 40s, early 50s, and so there was always a lot of music, so it was very natural to me to become a bandsman, a singer. I'm self-taught on guitar from singing around the campfire with Girl Scouts. And so it was a very natural form of expression. And I guess one of the other benefits of growing up in a small town in the South is, you know, I got invited to every club there was to come and sing and be their you know, their dinner guest. So the Lions Club, I sang for the Lions Club and the Kiwanis Club and church banquets and school banquets. It was, you know, Susan and her guitar. So it was just a very natural thing for me to be up there singing. And I did go on to study voice formally in my college years and had the benefit of a lot of really exceptional choral work in college and singing in ensemble and performing there. So, you know, music has always been with me and singing has always been part of what I do. And it's a little bit different from just this thing about finding your voice. I mean, I think we can easily make the translation of voice to singing or voice to talking. The other dimension to finding voice is an authentic voice, and as you experience yourself, has a lot to do with that the words you speak are authentic. You're not parroting what someone expects you to say or necessarily doing what someone else is directing you to do. You know, we all have that need for authentic voice. And thankfully, for me, growing up in the southern Appalachians and having a lot of freedom to walk the hills, to explore the mountains, to be out in the woods, I think that has been very influential alongside of what my family gave to me. But just the landscape has been very influential in my finding authentic voice. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, because, I mean, I know how nature affects me, and getting is kind of like allowing yourself to get away from the city life or people or the busyness of life. When you get out in nature,
right.
It's like you slow down and you start to listen.
Oh, very, very, very much so. Very much so. It's very insightful of you to say, Chris, because when you are outside, I mean, ionically, it's very different. But your ears attune themselves to very different levels of sound. And quite frankly, it's an area that I feel a lot of concern with now, especially in the days of, you know, sort of constant contact through social media, earbuds, people always frequently texting and just sort of in other realities. Just to be alive and present in the natural world is, I think, is pretty critical to personal health. That's what I think.
Oh, yes. And connecting to the authentic self, because that listening, active listening to yourself, is what's going to bring out the authentic self. And then when you get in touch with that authentic self, you're going to find that voice. Then it's that practice of, you know, how do you express it?
Oh, yes. And, mm-hmm. Yeah, then there's that.
Then there's that, yeah. And that's no problem for you. You've always been expressing what it sounds like, because you had to write, "I will not talk, I will not talk." You had to learn to, you know, quiet down probably. I don't know if that's a great way to learn that, with teachers telling, you know, making you sit in the corner and write, I will not talk. Did that actually help stop you from talking?
Not really.
No.
No, not really. And, you know, my other favorite sentence was, in the fifth grade, I got the sentence, "With freedom comes responsibility." How about that for a sentence to write?
Well, we're going to have to talk about that when we come back, because I'm not that's curious why they had you write that sentence. You're listening to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stanis. We're going to come back and talk more with Susan Lockman.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Chris Stanis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy
free.
Welcome back to Voices of Women. I'm Chris Stainis, and today I'm talking with Susan Lockman. Now, at the break, she just informed me that her name has a Germanic background. Lockman means the one who laughs. And and she does laugh, I can tell. You know, she was sharing in a theater. She's very responsive, and people will know it's Susan's in the audience. So, and that's great. You know, we need laughter. It's very healing. We need more laughter, especially when we're going through our stuff. We need to be able to laugh at ourselves. So,
amen to that.
Yeah, I got to go back to that statement. You had to write with freedom comes responsibility.
Yes.
So
with
why
freedom,
did they?
I don't know. You know, it was fifth grade, and with freedom comes responsibility. I mean, I accept the truth of that. I do think there's truth in that.
I do too. I was just thinking why they had what their purpose was.
Maybe you couldn't write it as fast because you know some of those writing strategies where I even have a performance poem that's titled "I Must Not Talk," and it's varying. I do the sentence in sets of five, but I do them in all different voices. I might say "I must not talk" in a vocal setting that's very tired, or might do the second set in a voice that is very apologetic and contrite. And the next set, I start playing around with it, and it might sound quite Shakespearean, "I talketh not, musteth I," you know? And then I do a set where I say, you know, "I must not talk," and the audience fills in "not." And so finally, I even have done it with, done that poem with a set done entirely and finger spellings with sign language.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, and I've had fun with it.
Yeah. So I think, and it's a good message. This is a good story for you to tell because it's a good message of kids are told, you know, they're brought up to be quiet, to not talk, you know, don't interrupt your elders, and then they grow up thinking that their voice isn't important, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter, it's not valued, and so it squinches down. Squashes and you know people's spirit in the children, they need to be able to express and talk.
I have certainly had that experience too of being squelched, being put a lid on it, and it wasn't just the sentence. Although certainly you know writing that, having to write that a lot, and being told that so often. You're so loud, you're exhausting. It certainly had its effect. And then there were other areas where, in terms of having an authentic voice, I've experienced other problem areas. I certainly, in my marriage, growing up in the Catholic Church, in times when, you know, you weren't, you know, now we expect, at least I do, and I think it's far more prevalent that we expect women to have equal, to A, have a voice, and B, that is an equal voice. And, but that's not the world that I grew up in. You know, it's not the world, it's not my point of entry. It has been something I've had to learn over time, and there have been some painful experiences about it, you know, including the years when I stayed home to raise my children and wasn't bringing in an income and having no economic voice. So really, when I think of authentic voice, it's a very large umbrella. And I will say to you that, you know, I've had a very broad range of experience with that whole thing. So as many times as I may have been told to be quiet, and as many times as I had the experience of writing sentences, and as many times in relationship I've been told, you can't say that. Once again, the grass growing through the sidewalk cracks metaphor comes to my mind, because there's somehow always a way that it becomes known or presented. And, you know, I've had an interesting experience, too, with, we were talking earlier about house things, and I've had this basement flood. I've been cleaning things out, and just, it's hard for me to throw things away, because I think there's so much that's valuable. And then I also tend to see everything as a possible art material. But I've been coming across a number of work-related memos. Okay, so referring once again to your question about how has growing up in the South influenced my voice, you know, in environments where you're not supposed to ask questions, in environments where you are expected to sort of follow the directives, and not have questions. Well, I have questions. That's just part of my nature, is to be an inquiring person, also to wonder why about some things. I'm not inclined to follow blindly. So that's presented some issues for me as well. And sometimes it can be very difficult. I've spent a lot of time working in higher education, and only to find that a lot of times in higher education, the hierarchies are among the worst systems in place to keep you quiet or to put you in your place. And that's, you know, that's been part of my experience as relates to authentic voice as well. Now, I don't set out to do any kind of battle. I just arrive with a spirit of inquiry. I wonder about things that appear to me to be contradictory, and I have found over time that sometimes those types of inquiries are very disconcerting to my superiors. So I've had those struggles too, but I figure, I just figure that's okay. It's why I'm here. And change does not happen if we don't ask those questions.
Well, that's so true. And it's, you know, part of my work as in my new business is going to companies to allow those voices, is that, you know, the people in charge, they don't want to hear, because they've got their plans, and they don't want to, it jars them to hear something that they've got to then go back and rethink something, or it just throws things in the air, and, you know, it upsets them. And yet if they also came with that same inquisitiveness that you have, and brought that inquiring mind to the meeting, and everybody collaboratively and they co-created something even greater would come because that synergy happens and everybody's voice is part of the process. And I think this is what people are wanting in their work, because, you know, we spend a lot of time at work and they want that. They want to have that satisfaction of being a part of something. If it's just a meaningless job and you're just by rote and doing what the people tell you to do, you're going to be very bored. And sooner or later, you're going to leave. And how many women particularly are leaving corporations to start their own businesses? And I think this is one of the reasons why it's not satisfactory to sit there and just do what the bosses say.
You know, I can also relate this directly to classroom experience, having been a public school educator for, I've had about 3 or 4 different careers now. Excuse me. And one of the things, I've also raised 2 children who are, you know, very creative people. And what I've experienced as an educator in the classroom is, and please understand that I'm making a set of observations. I'm not trying to set up a bunch of criticisms or blame one person or another. But in that system, and all systems have to have order, but in the classroom system, it is many times required, you know, like learning is supposed to take place when you're seated, when you're quiet, when you're focused, when you're using a pencil on your own paper, and everybody stays on the same page, and the curriculum guide dictates how quickly you move forward with information, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, there'll be this great moment when some community group or something like some other organization invites you, students, to be creative. So if 85% of your day you are obligated to follow rules, follow a pace, and stay on task, and suddenly somebody says, well, here you go. Here's a chance to really be creative and just let your imagination run wild and see what you can come up with, because we want to put your art, your stories, your music, your ideas, your photographs in this contest, and we're going to reward you for creativity. So you can see what a conflict that is. It's like,
Well, and also they're not ready, because then your mind goes blank. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We'll come back and talk more about education, about her show, Women on Air, when we come back.
Each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Elizabeth Anglin Show, your psychic connection to your soul's path. Elizabeth takes you to the Universal Etheric Space Library, where soul records and life lesson plans are stored. This live call-in show will help you decide what your life plan is through the help of your guides and guardian angels. Visit ElizabethAnglin.com or call 1-888-640-4893 to schedule your reading with psychic medium, animal communicator, Elizabeth Anglin.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world to find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your free 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams. Or to schedule your soul breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Gratitude, asks Sacred Space, tell me, Who are you? I would like to meet you and get to know you better. Gratitude responds, I am that which embraces each atom of your universe. I am that which makes your environment vibrate with very high frequency. I am that which attracts towards you all the hearts that you shelter. Wouldn't it be wonderful to allow yourself to bathe in the energy of your own sacred space every single day? Learn how to create your inner sacred space using our Essence of Gratitude Trio, which includes the Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude book, our Essence of Gratitude journal, and our Bungee bookmark, all which emanate powerful vibrations that transform your life in health, creativity, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Tune in to Dialogue Radio with Dr. Jeff on TransformationTalkRadio.com as the stories of the universe are revealed in this engaging and creative hit show. Mondays at 1 Pacific Time, 4 Eastern, Dr. Jeff fills the airwaves with Dialogue Radio, an epic conversation on self, society, and sustainability. Provocative, educational, transformative, and mythic, Dialogue Radio is the place where story seeds the imagination, heals the heart, and inspires personal, social, and planetary evolution.
Women of wisdom, women of wisdom, women of wisdom, rise and shine, sister of light, spirit of woman, rise and shine.
Well, I'm Chris Stainis, and you're listening to Voices of Women, and we've been talking with Susan Lockman, who's the host of a Woman on Air radio show. That song you just heard is our Woman Wisdom song from our WOW CD. You can only purchase that on our website, www.womenofwisdom.org. It's from our musical director from years past, Lorraine Bays. And there's amazing songs on there from Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, amazing women singers. And Susan, you probably know some of these people.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I'm sitting there going, Holly, I've interviewed Holly Near, I've interviewed Rhiannon, and this time last year I got to be in workshop with Rhiannon. And Libby Roderick, my goodness, I haven't picked up her stuff for years, but that's very exciting. I think I need that CD for my AirPlay library, don't you think?
Yeah. Well, and we've had them all at Women of Wisdom, so I've met them. They're amazing women, and I just, you know, it's an inspiring CD. Just want to really encourage people to check it out. So before we start going on more what we were talking about, I'd love for you to give your contact information, where people can find you, and where they can listen to your radio show.
Okay, great. Thanks. I think the easiest place to access information about my radio show is just simply go to Facebook. And when you're in the search bar, type in Women on Air. That's three words, Women on Air. And there are a lot of pieces about there. I do a weekly update with every show. I share some info about the content, about the playlist. The broadcast schedule is available.
Let's see, you're breaking up. Brian, are we having problems?
Yeah, I'm going to just keep Brian on talking, and I'll call her on the landline and get you through.
Okay.
So, again, the easiest spot is Women on Air on the Facebook page. I also have a website, susanlockman.org. There's info there, some history, or shall I say, history about the show, as well as some of the other projects that I do.
Yeah,
so,
and you have been on that show. What's it been, 25 years or something?
Yeah, the show has initiated in 87. I started as host and producer in 92, and I was direct entry. I mean, I didn't have radio training. It never occurred to me to do radio, and yet it makes so much good sense to me. But like I said, I was direct entry. I learned everything. You know, I started on the 10-inch reels, cutting and splicing, and I've moved through several different formats as far as radio production goes. So yeah, 20 years I've been at the mic, and it's startling actually for me to realize that. But I really do love the creative act, and it really gets back to some of our conversation about authentic voice. As a producing artist and as a musician, I thoroughly enjoy and consider it an active piece of art making to produce a show every week and combine all the elements for, you know, for a good broadcast.
Yes, and you do. The focus is music, and particularly and was Women on Air. So it's music, but it's also you're talking to them about what their passions are. Tell us more about what you do on the show. Why you do Women on Air?
Well, yeah, and I might also add that it's a volunteer effort. Out of 20 years, I may have been on payroll 2.5 years. But I have stayed through budget cuts because I feel so strongly about it. So it is a mostly music format. So when you tune in, you're going to hear sets of music. You mentioned two greats, Holly Near, Rhiannon, Libby Roderick, Katie Curtis, Melissa Etheridge. I mean, there's so much good music. I do have an acoustic lean at times. In addition, you know, I bring a wide range of voices on air in interview, and that includes sort of international, national, regional, local, and even, you know, from my own backyard, women who have interesting stories to tell. I guess in the last month I've had everyone from psychic to somebody who has started a bicycle cooperative, to somebody who's just involved with organic foods, roller derby founders and participants. I've also interviewed students in regional or local drama, and I've interviewed them in character, for instance, at our local high school, during their production of To Kill a Mockingbird. I interviewed Calpurnia and Scout in character. I've interviewed Tinkerbell in character. And I really enjoy the variety myself. Plus, I also feel that in presenting a wide range of voices and in presenting individual personal stories, you know, I have found that I really love the transformation stories. A person you might know, Julie Helwitt, who is the founder of Smart Women Company, has been a guest on my show and in my home later at a conference. But her story starts with making a few small products at her kitchen table, all the way to being featured on some her products being featured on television. And I love to share a story that starts with somebody saying, well, I had this idea, or I was always interested in, so I thought I would try, and then I did this, and then I did that, and then that happened. You know, I love the transformation story, and really that's the whole process of authentic voice. You know, finding authentic voice is generally not an overnight thing. I mean, there's a lot of process to it. And I've alluded to some of my earlier experiences about not having a voice, about being told to be quiet, about being told that I'm too loud. And, you know, it's caused me to internalize some things and do a lot of ruminating. But at the heart of it, I really just didn't buy that. But I said, well, you know, if it doesn't work here, then it might work there. Or if it doesn't work this way, then it might work that way. Because if you don't use your authentic voice, that you probably experience this yourself, Chris, and plenty of people listening will get it too. If you don't exercise your authentic voice, if you continue to stifle it or stuff it in, it'll make you ill.
That's true, yeah.
And so what you do is you can transform. This is transformational radio, but if you're not using your authentic voice, then you will transform from a healthy person to an unhealthy person, and vice versa. I know I've had plenty of times where I just have to build into my daily practice of saying to myself, okay, Susan, so what do you, you know, what would make this work better for you right now? I mean, I literally ask myself that question. You know, how could this work better? I learned a lot of that from, I learned that sort of questioning during the period of time I was working with Alexander Technique, which has a lot to do with use of the body, posture in the body, the mechanical workings of the body, but it concurrently has a lot of very significant messages about authenticity. So, yeah, I mean, I'm always, I feel like I'm always involved with that,
Yeah, and you're right. It's an ongoing process, this transformation. We're always wanting to bring out that authentic voice more. And I think it's listening to when you catch yourself being in a, when you haven't been authentic, is like tuning into what happened there. You know, why did I stop my voice? Why did I stop? Why did I not express myself? What, you know, because there's a trigger, and it comes from maybe that person you're talking to remind you of somebody else that you have an issue. You know, who knows? But it's good to stop and pay attention, because that's where you will grow.
Well, trigger is a good word to stop and pay attention to, because I think we all have them, and you know, I'm as responsible for understanding what triggers me as I am for understanding if I trigger you. Because if we're going to really communicate, and if we're going to be transformative in our interaction, and we're going to be transformative with, you know, how we live in the world, then we have to have a mirror also.
Yeah, and it is a mirror. And you can see how people respond to you and kind of go, oh, okay, I got a kind of a funny response there. What happened? And what was your role? And it might not be have anything to do with you. It could be just about them, and that's their response. And you got to know that, because you can go overboard and blaming yourself, like, oh, shoot, what'd I do? And I did something wrong. And then you're in blame and shame. And when you may not have done anything, they just may have had a response. They might have thought of something that you said that triggered them thinking something else had nothing to do with you. And so in those situations, I think it's good to just sort of ask, like, what were you thinking just there? You know, because it may not have anything to do with you. It gets over exaggerated and the reactions and all that. Well, this is Chris Stainis. You're listening to Voices of Women. We're going to come back soon and talk more with Susan Lockman.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer, and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Connect with your personal guardian angels, guides, and departed loved ones at Angels and the Afterlife, an enlightening day of answers with Doreen Virtue and John Holland on September 22nd in Seattle, Washington. Audience readings will be given throughout the day, so reserve your seat today by calling 800-654-5126. Discover how guardian angels support, heal, and guide to enact positive life changes. Tune in and increase your innate intuitive abilities to receive signs and signals from the other side. Seats are limited for the Angels and the Afterlife event, so call 800-654-5126 to reserve your seat today, or online, visit hayhouse.com.
Did anyone teach you to be a parent? What if there were tools that could make your job a whole lot easier? Glenna Rice invites you to be the questionable parent you truly be in a dynamic teleseries designed to empower parents to know that they know and give you the awareness required to create ease and joy between you and your children. Check out GlennaRice.com to learn more and to book a private session, or dial 415-235-2807.
Feeling bogged down by your daily grind? Not living up to your greatest potential? Then it's time to turn up the heat and get real with what truly matters, be it family, career, wellness, spirituality, or anything else that fuels your inner flame. Join Fire It Up with CJ as this respected life coach talks to a wide range of experts and everyday people for their inspiring and unconventional ideas to help you make the most from your life. Equal parts heartwarmer, cheerleader, and butt kicker, CJ Liu draws on her extensive experience in business and life coaching, along with her intuition and playful humor, to address meaningful topics with truth and irreverence. It takes just one spark to ignite a fire. For dates and showtimes, visit www.fireitupwithcj.com or www.transformationtalkradio.com.
This is Chris Danis. We're back at Voices of Women, and I'm talking with Susan Lockman. She's the host of Women on Air. That show is like four times a week. Is that what you said?
Yes, I have four broadcasts a week.
Well, that's a lot to put together. I know what it takes just to do one show. So I would love to know, you know, there's always experiences being a host. Tell us about a peak experience or who you interviewed that, like, really surprised you. Or,
you know, I've had so many great interviews, and I feel really enriched by that and privileged about it. I do remember interviewing Emmy Lou Harris, and I got to ask her. I love it when I can ask somebody a question that sort of throws them, because I asked Emmy Lou Harris a clothing question. And she was quite surprised by that question. But basically, I was saying, well, you know, we're used to seeing prairie skirts and boots, and then all of a sudden, here comes Emmy Lou Harris in a mini skirt and fishnet, which is quite a stylistic change, and that tickled her. And I had a great time with Lily Tomlin, because I, you know, Lily Tomlin used to always have as part of her routine the question of, if we have a name for the bottoms of our feet, why don't we have a name for the tops? And I brought that to her attention, and I asked her if she had ever heard of something called the Vermilion Border. And, you know, she says to me, wait a minute. Yeah, I think I have heard of that. She says, oh, Susan, I can use that. I said, well, I'm glad I could help you out. So that has been great, interviewing Madeline Lengel. Interviewing Yvette Barnwell, also Bernice Johnson Reagan of Sweet Honey in the Rock. Interviewing Amy Ray of the Indigo Girls. I feel like I've really been privileged to talk to a lot of Nikki Giovanni. You know, I've just been privileged to talk to a lot of really strong voices. And in every case, you know, I'm interviewing a lot of writers, speakers, visual artists, performing artists, and, you know, those are people who have found their authentic voice and who exercise it. And that's another reason why I feel that it's so important that what I'm doing is so important, is by promoting those voices, placing them on the air, by sharing those stories. And I'm sure you know it too, Chris. You do it. Through your show, and you do it yourself personally. But if we keep the channels open and we keep the discussion going, then we increase our chances of really having something full and rich. You know, Madame Curie said, chance favors a prepared mind. So, you know, the more fluent and flexible we are with our resources, with our words, with our ways of expressing, then it leads to a more fluent and flexible and creative environment. And I'm sure everyone would agree, it's taking more and more creativity, innovation, just to manage on your own daily personal life, as well as in a rapidly changing world that we're surrounded by. I mean, you really... You have to have a fluency and a flexibility And you have to know what is authentic for yourself, or you simply will not, you know, it will not work out well.
Well, that's true. And more, yeah, because we're so overloaded and there's so much going on in the world. And it's, we have to discern what's right for us because there's so many things that are available. And knowing what's right for you takes some, you know, work at digging in and looking at what is that? Because there's so many teachers out there. There's so many programs to take. And it's just like, how do you know? And you, and that's, again, it's like listening inside yourself and see what resonates and checking out with other people. And so like your show is providing that, and that you're talking to people and putting those people out there in the airways for people to listen to. When we listen to people's stories, we get a sense of who they are. And then we can know, well, that, yeah, I want to follow that person. I want to find out what they're doing. I can relate to that. So that it's great. There's so much to learn by people's stories, and it's very healing.
Oh yes. And I think, to nurture a very, a healthy, amount of personal inquiry, so that you are in touch. You're not simply a consumer of messages, information, and directions. I think it's absolutely essential, and as a teacher, as an educator, as a facilitator, as a producer, that is always the direction that I'm moving, is to say, here's something, let's take a look at it. What do you think? Does it work for you? Et cetera, et cetera. So it really is an everyday, bit by bit, although it's always great when you get a leap and a bound in there as far as a moment of recognition and but it's a forever ongoing process. It's not like you work hard and arrive at a place and then it's gravy from then on. There's constant movement. There's growth is very constant. I would have to say that.
Change. Everything changes. You know, we have to.
Oh, yeah.
For sure, things change. So we always have to respond differently. We have to keep changing ourselves to respond to what's changing out in the world.
And you know, that's what makes it life, isn't it? It is all those things. And you have your interior, your intrapersonal life. You have your interpersonal life, which is how you are out in the world, as well as how you are within yourself, and there's always movement. So I'm really appreciating what you do with your radio work, and I appreciate that you your acknowledgement of what I'm doing with radio work, because that's the other reality, is we're all in this together. It's an ongoing process for all of us.
Yes, and I think we need those role models as women to be out there, to put the women's voices out there, to make it more visible for people to see the power for women. And that's what's so great, I think, about the media we have now with TV and radio, but now social media and the internet. We are seeing, and like one of my show, I interview just the everyday person. I'm not you've interviewed probably two, but you mentioned, you know, a lot of famous names that people know, but just the you said that, you know, the people in your community, interviewing them, making them, because everybody has something to share to the world.
Absolutely.
And let's bring their gifts forward. Well, it's been a delight to talk to you today, Susan.
And you as well, Chris. So the next thing is you get to be on my show.
Yeah, I can't wait for that. That'll be fun. And so everybody, you can go to Susan Lachman's website is Susan Lachman, LachMann.org. And Woman on Air is at Facebook.com/Woman on Air. Check out our radio shows 4 times a week. So, and I'm sure they're archived as well. So I would like to leave you with this thought today of how can you develop your authentic voice? This is Christanus. I'm so glad you had this hour to spare with us. Reminder, you can sign up for the Women Wisdom newsletter at www.womenofwisdom.org. And soon you'll be able to see chrysalisleadership.com. I'll let you know when that is. And you sign up for the newsletter to find out about our monthly events. Our deadline's coming up soon. We have to have any proposal for our conference, which is February 14th to the 18th. The deadline, we have to have your proposals by September 1st. Go to the website. You can download all the information and find out about it. If you got gifts to share that you want to share with our community in Seattle, Washington, come join us. And you can contact me at wow@womenofwisdom.org. So I hope everybody has a great weekend, and we will talk to you next week.
You've been listening to Voices of Women with Chris Stainis. Tune in each Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time for Voices of Women Today, radio with Chris Stainis.
Hi, this is Dr. Pat. Did you know most coffee, not all, have hidden dangers lurking in it? A recent investigation into grocery store coffee revealed three dangers. First, modern coffee farming produces dangerously high acidity and caffeine. Second, mold content in grocery store coffee contains dangerous toxins. Yuck! Third, government agencies have found grocery store coffee containing 400 times the carcinogens allowed in drinking water. You will be relieved to know that Camano Island Coffee Roasters takes the worry out of your sip of coffee. Imagine how your coffee tastes without mold, carcinogens, or poison. Get your free coffee report, The 5 Hidden Dangers Lurking in Your Coffee Cup. Visit NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com to get your free copy now. That's NakedTruthAboutCoffee.com. And check out Camano Island Coffee Roasters.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Hi, my name is Dr. Dane here from Access Consciousness. Are you a seeker, a dreamer, one of those people who's always known that there should be greater possibilities available but haven't yet been able to create it as your life? I'd like to help. Go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com, where there's a free video and audio series created especially for you. Once again, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com. It's free, and it's designed to give you the actual tools that you need to create the life you've always been looking for. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com.
Tune in each week on Wednesdays at 12 Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. And Dr. Peggy will lead you through the maze of info on topics from allergies and antioxidants to zinc and xylitol and all points in between, providing you with simple solutions to help you achieve optimal health for your mind, body, and spirit. Visit SimpleHealthNetwork.com to take your health back and get your copy of Dr. Peggy's amazing cookbook, OMG! That's allergy-free.